Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So let me give you guys some updates. We haven't really spoken much about the Ukraine-Russia conflict as we, gosh, there's just been so much else going on, but it's still very, very heavily weighing on us. And nighttime is never good, you know, especially with everything we've seen that Ukraine has endured. But it is nighttime right now in Ukraine, and we are being told that Belarus may be joining the war imminently. We figured Belarus was already helping Russia, but U.S. and NATO now believe that Belarus will soon join Russia in its war against Ukraine. This is what U.S. and NATO officials have told CNN. The country appears to be already taking steps to do so. They say it is increasingly likely that Belarus will enter the conflict. This is something that hasn't really been, I think, too much of a shock. We know Russia has had a lot of issues. They have lost thousands of troops. In fact, we're being told that some of the troops have been taken out because of frostbite. Poor planning, their equipment not being tested and kept up to date. And so, you know, Ukraine has done an amazing job keeping a force such as Russia back as much as they have. But sadly, it's almost looking like a war of attrition. And if Ukraine can't keep up, then if Russia can outlast them, sadly, you know, but for Belarus to join, it could be because Russia's getting impatient. They thought they would be farther along, and they need the extra help. Ukrainians have been trying to take back territory that the Russians have gained. If you've noticed, Russia has made some huge gains in the southeast and the east, which kind of was Russian-speaking, and in a way, you know, provinces that were semi-Russian-controlled or separatist-controlled. So there was no surprise that they got those. But in terms of other areas, like in surrounding Mariupol, where Russians would take control, Ukrainians are trying to get back. Good for them. Ukrainian forces, were being told from CNN, have regained control of Makariv. Makariv. It's a town 30 miles west of Kyiv. The armed forces of Ukraine said, in a post on Facebook, and the mayor of Borispil, a city to the east of the capital, is calling on residents to leave as fighting is already raging around the region. Sadly, Ukraine has maybe no more than 3 or 4 days' worth of food, according to the aid agency Mercy Corps, warning that the humanitarian system in the country is entirely breaking down. Food and medical supplies have almost run out in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson. So the American Red Cross, the Ukrainian Red Cross, UNICEF, there's so many agencies helping. But if they're in Poland or they can't smuggle things in, you know, there's only so much they could do during a country that's dealing with war and Russian forces controlling paths and streets, then, you know, food can't get there. We're also being told that more than 3.5 million refugees have now fled Ukraine. About 500,000 refugees who have fled the war in Ukraine to Poland do require support for mental health disorders. Well, obviously, one, as many people already might have, anxiety, depression, PTSD. But then on top of that, going through wartime, losing your home, losing family members, having the men in your family separated so they could fight in the war, I can't even imagine. They say 30,000, they are estimated to have severe mental health problems. That's according to the World Health Organization. I'm expecting it's even higher. They say sanctions on Russia energy imports must be, quote, manageable for European countries. That's according to the German Chancellor, Olaf Scholz. He said the Western sanctions on Russia are showing effects, which will only get more dramatic every day. But he said cutting off energy supplies to Russia must be manageable for European countries. He said that the Ukraine war could be a longer dispute, and therefore we must cope together, which shows that they're concerned. He says this also applies to many other European countries who are even more dependent on Russia coal, oil, and gas, even more than Germany. So us in the U.S., we only, what, 3% of our oil comes from Russia? I thought it was a little bit more. And you guys might have a better number than I do. But in Europe, they're highly dependent on Russia. That's why there's been this hesitation on which countries to bring it to NATO, because if these countries do not want to fight with Russia because they want their fuel, or they're sadly very dependent on them, then it's they're a poop's creek. So the German leader said, we decided to make us independent as quickly as possible from gas and oil imports from Russia. Very extensive construction work and contracts are necessary to make Germany less dependent on Russian energy. But right now, they're still very dependent. So is most of Europe. France is preparing to welcome about 100,000 Ukrainian refugees, we're being told. More than 26,000 have arrived in France since the beginning of the war. Among them, 10,500 have obtained temporary residency. The French Prime Minister vowed to help Ukrainian refugees better integrate into France's job market. There's going to be French classes, and yeah. We're also being told that about an hour ago, Russia was firing upon Mariupol from the Sea of Azov, and they are still bombarding Mariupol. It's fascinating that just fabulous that Ukrainians are able to hold them off. But sadly, Russia is ramping things up. Their paramilitary group is active, we're being told, as well. They are thinking of Russia as may start to use chemical weapons. I know, I think Representative Liz Cheney said that should be a red line. I'm sorry, before Russia uses chemical weapons or bioweapons, intervening. We can't wait till after they use them. 1-877 Doc Valley, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apologize. These allergies are really bad. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, so we got bad allergies, which we've talked about and we'll talk about again. But what I want to talk about next is this impending cyber attack or multiple cyber attacks that we may be getting from Russia. Now, I warned you guys a month ago to start preparing for cyber attacks. Remember that? Yeah, nobody listens. Remember I told you guys that you might want to get some cash out of the banks? Make sure you have, you know, some cash stored in a safe somewhere that you have access to, maybe some gold, maybe some silver, because if Russia does cyber attack, they are going to hit the banks, obviously, hit our commerce, medications, make sure you have access to your medications. A lot of things are digital with healthcare. And so if you are overdue and seeing your doctor or your dentist or your medical provider, make sure you do that. Make sure you have an extra month or two of prescriptions if you need to, because if there is a devastating cyber attack, things are going to be shut down. power, food. You know, do you have a freezer? Do you have food stored in your freezer? If you have an electric car, do you have a generator in case the power grid gets hit? What I suggest, and I don't know if anybody has suggested this yet, but can somebody publish the list that President Biden gave Putin on what not to what not to attack or hack? I think that is going to be the first hit list. I mean, I think they've already been messing with us. Wasn't Apple down yesterday for a good period of time? So I think they're already hitting us. But can somebody please publish that list that Biden gave Putin? That's just, because my guess is those are going to be the companies that need to, you know, we know Biden gave them a list. You know, please, you know, if you're going to do what you got to do, just don't do these. I don't understand that thinking. Maybe they were just trying to be, I just don't get it. I don't get it. So somebody get that list. Well, the Biden administration is warning us that a Russian cyber attack is imminent. Huge alert now. He says the more Putin's back is against the wall, the greater the severity of his tactics he may employ. One of the tools he most likely to use, in my view, in our view, is cyber attacks. Well, he's not wrong. Biden's not wrong. I mean, yeah, I'm sure any of us have assumed that. We know Russia has been a cyber threat since the beginning. Again, I need that list. I need to know what's on that list. The magnitude of Russia's cyber capacity is fairly consequential, and it's coming. Yeah, we spoke about this. If at all, Putin, we talked about how war progresses. You know, for those people that stayed, you know, they're like, well, look, you know, they're just coming in, they're just fighting military, they're leaving us alone, they're leaving us out of it. But as sides get frustrated, as it starts getting desperate, that's why we're seeing these attacks now on malls and schools and nursing homes. It's evolving. And this isn't just about, well, you know, we're going to ask the military to, you know, surrender, and then we're going to take over, and, you know, we're going to let everybody be. It's not going to work that way. It's he's getting more and more desperate, and as he does get more and more desperate, rather than using precision, he's doing more, you know, machete-type moves. And so that's why I don't think it's a bad idea to have potassium iodide tablets in your house in case there is some nuclear fallout. And as I told you guys for weeks, you need to prepare for a cyber attack. So how do you prepare? What should you be doing? Well, about a month ago we talked about this, and I'm going to reiterate it. First and foremost, have good passwords. All right, a lot of us have 123456, password, QWERTY, QWERTY 123. I told you guys, if you guys can do a password, use like a sentence, you know, like Putin sucks, 123, exclamation point. Or go Ukraine. Or you could use let's go Brandon, or, you know, let's go Trump, whatever, you know, or I hate Trump, whatever you want to do. A sentence works pretty well. And then you could capitalize each word in the sentence. And then yes, some of these sentences are easier to hack, but it could be creative, or you could do a sentence backward, you know, Brandon, go let's, or whatever you figure on doing, or, you know, or my underwear is green, green underwear my is, or Yoda, you know, baby Yoda is cute, exclamation point, one, things like that, but change your password, and I get it. It's very difficult because everything requires a password. So, you know, what do we do? We're like, okay, remember password. Well, then that you know, kind of diminishes it basically negates what you're doing. The other thing is turn on your multi-authenticator. I know it sucks if you don't have your phone. Us losing our phones stink. And so I've been very hesitant on telling everybody to always have a two-step authentication process for your phone or email and things like that, because my worry is if the poop hits the fan, you lose your phone. I mean, look at what's happening to these Ukrainian refugees and them being bused, and we're being told that their phones are taken away from them. So I'm not a huge fan, but that's what some of the experts are saying. As long as you are, if you're not in a position where anybody's carting you off or taking away your phones, or you have access to power, whether it's in your car, You know, if the power grid's out, if you could charge your car, then, you know, as long as internet's working, that two-point authentication can help. They say update everything. This is USA Today also gives tips. Your antivirus, your malware software, if it's not updated, update it now, because this is what they do. Think before you click. This is something where I can't tell you how many times I get, oh, Dahlia, you're going to want to interview this person. Okay, well, not a lot of people call me Dahlia in media. They call me Dr. Dahlia. Now, even though I say call me Dahlia, I've let that go, and I've not, you know, I don't want to sound elitist, because I'm like, you could call me whatever. But if I get a message that says Dahlia, that's fake. I know it. You know, and so be very, very careful. Just, you know, have your spidey sense going on. Don't click on every message. And it stinks because they're like, here's your receipt or here's your next invoice or here's your, I don't think I have any email invoices. I think I have everything set up, you know, and then fine. I'd rather hear from a collections company and pay them than to click on something and then be cyber hacked. So, no, they said, don't believe everything online. So when people think when you get, you know, attacked, there's a cyber attack, it's all about stopping the power grid or affecting our fuel line or affecting the computer so it doesn't work. Sometimes the hacking is, it looks like it's working, but it's wrong information. Or it's, you know, remember, was this in Russia where I guess their news outlets or their radio got hacked and so pro-Ukrainian news was being delivered, things like that? If Russia does attack us, you know, they may try to level us, or they may be like, you know, Putin says this or Ukrainian soldier found to do this. It might be things that are trying to thwart or change the way our news is, and it's scary stuff. They say backup important files now. I can't stress this enough. Anything that's on your computer now, you have to assume that something could happen to the cloud. So if you have thumb drives or disk drives or whatever, and you have a computer that could be offline, as long as you have a power source, then back it up. Back everything up. Important phone numbers, have them written down. It's called paper and a pencil. Find paper and a pencil. I think they sell them at Walmart still. All right? And write crap down. Write it down. Put it in a safe. But don't have your mom's number only online. Don't, you know, make sure you have anything important, your Social Security. And I get it, like, well, I don't want anybody stealing it. If we're hacked, they already have it. You need to have access to it. Your passport number. Have a picture in your phone of your vaccine card, because there's going to be some idiot who'll say, no, we're only going to help those Americans that were vaccinated. You don't know what's going on. So just make sure you have either hard copies or something non-internet-based that you can access. And then, of course, stocking up on emergency supplies. You know, sadly, we're seeing people go crazy, you know, at the gas station. I don't think it's a bad idea to have some extra gas at the house, but always have extra batteries at home or ways to power your devices if the power goes out. If you could get a generator, that's ideal. Stock up on water, food. But, yeah, I do think the attacks are coming. 1-877-DOCTORDELLY.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Those daily penny declines are adding up as gas prices are down almost a dime in the last 2 weeks. The AAA stations survey showing the national average for regular is down another cent to $4.24 a gallon. The nation's least expensive gas is in Kansas and Missouri, where the statewide average in both states is down to $3.76 a gallon. Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is defending her past work representing some detainees at Guantanamo Bay.
The people who were being accused by our government under our constitutional scheme were entitled to representation.
During day two of her Senate confirmation hearing, Jackson adding that federal public defenders do not get to pick their clients. You're listening to USA Radio News. People's wages are having a hard time keeping up with inflation.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over 740,000 General Motors SUVs are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The GMC Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 have headlight beams that can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The NHTSA saying reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. GM had asked all regulators to avoid a recall but were denied. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Yes, thank you. It was 16 infrastructure, critical infrastructure entities. Just to recap, President Biden gave Russian, but this was back in June, gave Russian President Vladimir Putin a list of 16 critical infrastructure entities that must be off limits to cyber attacks, and hinted at major retaliation from the U.S. should Russia continued malign activity in the sphere. So, yes, if we could get those 16 entities, find out who they are, give them a phone call maybe, send them a text. All right? Can you send them a text? Maybe say, hey, guys. Now, June, Biden gave Putin a list. You guys can be hands off. Something tells me the hands are going to be all over you. So if you don't mind, you may want to, you know, get an extra super strong antivirus. All right. So, yeah, things that make you go, there's another thing that makes us go, and I still don't have clarity on, is what happened to Bob Saget. So, Bob Saget died after his stand-up. He seemed happy. He seemed excited for the future. So we doubt it was suicide. And then we heard he had suffered head trauma. And we were told that he heard it on the headboard. Yet when you saw pictures of the room at the Ritz-Carlton Orlando, the headboard is padded. Which, gosh, not sure why that wasn't thought of decades ago, right? You know, a padded headboard. Man. Could definitely help stave off a bunch of head trauma. And so the family has asked for privacy, and completely understandable, which means the family probably has a better idea of what happened. But a severely fractured skull that's an accident makes us wonder what's going on. Now, I do think everybody deserves privacy, but the problem is you have people very nervous, all right? People felt like, you know, I mean, I grew up with Bill Cosby being America's dad, you know, and then that all changed when, you know, he got arrested for assault. Then got released. But so many people look at Bob Saget as America's dad. And so when you kind of have this, you know, it would have almost been better if they go, none of your damn business. He died, that's all we're going to say. But that's not what happened. Well, you got little pieces here, and you're like, they're not telling us something. And once we think an agency is not being transparent or BSing, it starts to make people lose their trust. So when Bob Saget mysteriously banged his head and died, you start to wonder. Now, I mean, my guess, which stinks, because of all the secrecy, my guess is he might have been involved in some sort of maybe sexual, I don't know, who knows, maybe it was like one of those autoerotic asphyxiation things, fell, cracked his head, and, you know, that, and, you know, it could have been something like that, you know, maybe, I don't know. But it, apparently he was alone. He wasn't with somebody else. If he was with somebody else, then it would be ruled as a, you know, potential homicide, and they would be looking into it. But apparently cops cataloged every surface and object inside the room. It was room 962. And they're trying to figure out what could have caused his fractured skull. They said, or in the cache of images released Tuesday by the Orange County Sheriff's Office, and there is an Orange County, Florida, just like there's an Orange County, California. It included a shot of the padded headboard above the comedian's bed, as well as the walk-in shower, bathtub, desk, and minibar. Investigators, though, have never determined what killed him. He was only 65, but they suggested that he slipped and struck his head on either the headboard or the carpeted floor in the early hours of January 9. They said our purpose was to locate specific places or items in the room that could have caused the trauma found on autopsy. They said the countertops, tables, nightstands, and other hard furniture in the room all had sharply defined edges and corners and were thought to be unlikely due to the fact that they would have lacerated the skin. So, yeah, if you fall and hit your head, a lot of times part of that might involve an edge. It's just, it's sad. It shouldn't. It's heartbreaking. They said the counters in the bathroom and shower stall were ruled out for the same reason. Most of the chairs and couches are thickly upholstered, were too soft to have caused the type and extent of injury. As mentioned earlier, most of the suite was carpeted. The headboard of the bed was lightly padded and set out slightly from the wall. So a headboard, that's really kind of hard to, I guess, hit your head on, especially when it's kind of tall. So they're not sure. They say there's nothing located in the room that allows for a definitive conclusion. And so you see water bottle, you see his phone. You know, it's sad. You see some chapstick. You see his iPads, his iPods charging. And if he did hit the nightstand, then his iPhone, iPad, glasses, that would have been in disarray. The nightstand looks like it was still, I mean, nothing, you know, because, yeah, you fall and hit your head, everything's on the ground. So everything in the room, the coffee table, the books, the coffee table books, the mini bar, everything was in place. The shower, the bathtub, no blood, nothing. So it is concerning. He had driven himself back from his stand-up gig. Well, it was 2 hours away in Jacksonville. And then he gave the keys of a Chevy Impala, I guess, to probably valet, walked into his Ritz-Carlton room at 2:30 a.m. They said he was seen on CCTV walking across the lobby. He entered his room, and then he failed to check out later. And so security let themselves in at about 4 p.m. and found him slumped dead in his bed. There were also small bruises in the corner of his left eye. They said the room was latched from the inside. There was no sign of struggle, nothing was damaged, no trace of blood on the sheets or bedding. And the internal door, because I know people think, what about the adjoining room? They say the internal door was found unlocked, but staff established that nobody had been inside it when Saget was there. Now, that's odd, because usually the adjoining, well, there's an internal door and then the external. So I'm thinking the internal door, I do that where when I go into a hotel, I open it up, and then I just make sure that, okay, that's just another room or a closet, and then I lock it just because I don't want anybody from another room coming in. But, you know, maybe that's what happened. Maybe somebody went into his room. I don't know. They said Saget had stopped briefly to pose a selfie with a valet worker, Orlando Nunes, and then he walked inside the hotel. But he did warn Nunes that he was recovering from COVID. Then cops later used the selfie to determine that Saget was uninjured when he went up to his room. He had a mask on, so nobody had any idea who he was. And Nunes said, look, it's okay to take it off because he had COVID twice himself, so the valet said it's okay. And then he recognized the voice, and then he's like, oh, man, it's Bob Saget, nice to meet you. And he said he didn't see any injuries, he didn't seem hurt, he wasn't slurring his words. It was exactly as I remembered watching him on TV as a child. I was in awe. They, you know, chatted a little bit about their families. They took a picture, and then he left. So Bob Saget was found to have a subdural hematoma, which was, you know, subarachnoid hemorrhage, subgaleal hemorrhage, and linear fracture, as well as fractures near the orbits of his eyes. 1-877-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800. and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so Deltacron is a thing. Okay, that hasn't gone away. That is, I mean, you know, we can pretend it doesn't exist. I would love to pretend it doesn't exist, but it is a thing. And Deltacron, as you remember, is not the sub-variant of Omicron. That's the baby Omicron or the stealth Omicron that we already have cases rising in the United States. But the Deltacron is what has been now starting to make its way in Europe. Not a lot of cases, but it has both genetic material from the Delta variant and the Omicron variant. Why I don't like Deltacron is not that I fear it's going to be the most, you know, horrible strain or a super strain. What I don't like about it is that means Delta didn't go away. you know, alpha went away. We don't really see the alpha wave. We don't really hear much about the wild type one that came to America end of 2019. But the delta wave, that was supposed to go bye-bye when Omicron came. Because remember, delta wave was mean. It was nasty. So the fact that we're talking about Delta Cron means Delta's still around. I don't like that. Omicron was a pain in the butt. Most of us got Omicron. Despite being vaccinated, despite being boosted, despite wearing our mask, despite social distancing, we got Omicron anyway. And we were ticked. But we got it. We're like, you know what? Maybe we have some hybrid immunity. But the problem is that, you know, even though Omicron didn't cause as many hospitalizations, it still did cause, you know, people to get sick. Delta was still the meanie. Delta was the one that still has people hospitalized for. So I was hoping that this Omicron was going to fight the Delta virus. In fact, hospitalizations in the U.S. are starting to go back up again. I'm sorry, guys. Some death rates are going up. So if it's Delta, if it's Omicron, we're going to, you know, get more data. If it's baby Omicron stealth. But Delta Cron is what we're going to just, you know, quickly talk about. It has both genetic material from both Delta and Omicron. It's a recombinant virus. As I've said before, what a recombinant virus is it's like somebody dropping two decks of cards and you try to, you're too lazy to separate the cards. You're like, you know what, I'm just going to put them together into one big double deck. And that's what a cell does when two strains of the virus hit it. And they say Delta basically grabbed Omicron's spike protein. So this Deltacron almost has the best of both evil worlds. Because the Omicron spike protein outsmarted our vaccine immunity. I mean, mind you, we didn't have as severe disease, but the fact that vaccinated people got Omicron meant Omicron's like, look, guys, you need an updated vaccine because I'm too smart for the sucker. So the Delta is basically using Omicron to get into the cells. So what are the symptoms? Well, similar to most COVID symptoms, runny nose, headache, fatigue, sneezing, sore throat, persistent cough. You might lose your voice, hoarse voice. Remember how bad my voice was with Omicron? That can happen with Deltacron. Chills, fever, dizziness, brain fog, muscle pains, loss of smell, chest pain. We don't have a lot of cases. I believe most of the cases have just been found in Europe. But we are watching it. And this is not something I want to see make its, you know, make its way here to the degree that the BA2 variant is. So the baby Omicron, the BA2 variant, that is a little bit more transmissible. We're hearing anywhere from 10 to 30% more infectious or easily transmissible. They call it stealth Omicron, but it's not very stealth. I thought that was kind of a misnomer. The Omicron variant might be one of the reasons why we're seeing a spike in cases. It has now comprised, I think, about 30% of the Omicron COVID cases, and it's a sub-variant of Omicron. Now, why that's important is when you're hearing these countries say, yeah, we're fighting an Omicron wave, is it Omicron daddy or Omicron baby? So they have to be testing not just for Omicron, but the subvariant, because the subvariant of Omicron may be triggering the Omicron test to be positive. The UK had another 94,000 cases, Germany another 151,000 cases in the last 24 hours. South Korea, 353,000 new cases. We know China's been on lockdown. Italy is reporting another 96,000 cases. Netherlands, 40,000 cases. Australia, another 53,000 cases. Greece, 26,000 cases. Austria, 34,000 cases. So Europe is dealing with another wave. Now, if they had Omicron, why is Omicron making a comeback? See, this is what's very concerning. All right. Usually with COVID or with flu or whatever, one strain makes its way, goes across the globe. Then next year we have a new flu strain. Or even with COVID, we have a new strain. This is interesting because it's almost like it's making a, is it making an encore? Remember I told you guys with Omicron, some of you guys were either still sick weeks later or you got sick 2 weeks later again. And I said Omicron is unique in that it seems to do some sort of an encore. That's what could be what's going on right now. Now, it could also be that this is the subvariant of Omicron. Now, I don't panic because remember Delta Plus? Remember we had the Delta variant, there was a Delta Plus, and I'm like, oh no. Last thing we want is a supersized Delta. Didn't do much. So I'm hoping this subvariant of Omicron doesn't do much, but then what the hell is going on? Why are we having more cases? It's getting warmer. And we're supposed to be out of the woods. And whatever happens in Europe, we follow 6 weeks later, which means May, June, we're going to be probably dealing with another wave. And then who knows what our public officials are going to do. Fauci then won't retire. He's going to be like, oh, I need to stay. And look what's going on. And then, you know, you might have the masks be brought back. So the BA2, now we're not talking about Deltacron, we're talking about baby Omicron or stealth Omicron, has also several key mutations, especially the spike protein. And they do have some additional genetic changes not seen in its original daddy, Omicron. And this variant is a variant of concern. Now public health officials are like, yes. Whether it's going to cause a bunch of hospitalizations, we don't know. But one study now says it's even 50% more infectious. Now, what am I seeing? Well, I'm licensed in multiple states. I am seeing people sick again. Not horribly sick, but the runny nose, the cough, the tightness in the chest, etc. And again, I would say, I know some of you guys are like, well, who cares? It's a cold. The problem is if it was just a cold, I'm with you guys. Like, why the hell are we spending all this time talking about it? But because hospitalizations do go up, that sucks. When I hear that heart attack patients can't get a bed, I'm like, come on. Now, is it COVID's fault or is it the fault that we don't have enough hospitals? Is it the fault of the person not taking care of themselves? So I blame it all. You know, we really need more hospital beds. We do need more resources. But just kind of be prepared if you are planning travel that, you know, based on what is happening in Europe, we might start to see more BS come to America. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.